This is a continuation of the discussion at the April 6, 2009 meeting of scallopers at the Roundtop Center in Damariscotta.
Before I close an area, I want to know who's going to harvest it and who's scalloped. I want to know the plan. And before I close an area, I want to know, I'll close half a tactical bay, but I want a plan. I want to know exactly who's going to fish it and who, when we bring the scallops in, owns those scallops. Just tell me that, because I don't trust the state, I don't trust the commissioner, I don't trust the DMI, I don't trust anybody. I want to know who's signed up or not. Just tell me that, and I'll sign up with anything you want to know. I want to know who's there. Well,
where's the
DMI? Before we close, I don't know the plans for the area. They're way too soon for that. Tell us how you're going to go in there. And everybody in this room would go along. If you told us exactly what's going to happen to that area when it opens, when it's going to open, then you have a plan. But until you do that, you can't close it down.
That's my whole thing with Aaron, man. We got drunk, and I bet. And
They know fishing. Lines ain't going to do it. Naked laws ain't going to do it. Until they figure out what the hell this regulus is. I mean, that's after the meat of the scholar. Well, the meat of the scholar is only a symptom of
it.
That is a problem. That's a symptom. It's just like red dye. That affects the meat of the scholar. Whatever's causing it. Maybe they should be down, taking some out of the bottom, picking some of the bottom up where those great scholars would have been. Some estimate of mercury or whatever the hell is coming down. I mean, break the Kid River. We got to break Rossman down to Rossman. When it rains, you know what they do? They pump it down, keep the friggin' level down. Where's it go? Anybody ever go? Could you guys ask me where it goes? It goes right down to friggin' West Kid River.
Yeah, we
go. They always send it to the sewer treatment plant. It's all the sewer treatment plant.
Carolina skipped down the right. I don't take the coefficient down to the back. I had to call the warden because I figured he was
screwing around, and he told me that's what they was up to.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're doing, but they're taking samples from, like, Gadden, and they're run down to Rock Island, down to the back, and I don't know.
Don't you think it'd be great, though, if they were going to come up with a main answer study that the first, I mean, they talk about the stakeholders of the day, and it's not just efficient, and it happens to be the, you know, the upstate has the big mansion, too, and the, you know, everybody, the recreational boaters, everybody has a part in the say of what's going to happen in the day now, okay? But wouldn't it be nice to notify some of the fishermen that the say is going to
go to councils and whatever it is, go to the advisory, DMR advisory council thing, and then on meetings and whatever, it's the 421-08 meeting. 421-08. And John Soule is the manager of the Taunton Bay pilot project. And he gave his report in that particular meeting, and it's in the minutes of the meeting. You'll find it on the
But I guess what I'm saying is, you're going to find out when you get to really who's at the bottom of this area and ask them things. They don't really have the fishermen in mind here. And they never did from the start. And I'll tell you what, even worse, is definitely not the dragons. If you've got the dragon fishermen, you might as well hang it up. The people involved in here, the ecologists, the save the whales, the, you know, they're not interested. They want a pristine, marine protected area bottom is what they want. And when you start signing up for these people, they're using you as a mouthpiece for their program. And that's all they're doing. And I beware of these people.
The bottom's been being dragged for scallops since the 1800s, so they might have their little idea of their theory of what's happening, but this doesn't take into play of how many years this has been going on and how many great cycles it's gone through. I mean, how many fisheries have been prolific and really lived through it? You got to go back a ways before you really, I mean, you can't just discount it out. And I've heard from a lot of lobstermen saying that the bottom sours if it doesn't get turned up. I really don't know because I don't lobster. So. Does it? What does it do to the body?
I remember talking to a channel where people buy, you know, looking for scallops, and it's not like herring. I mean, it's going to like rock bait. Never really been to hope that much. It's really, you know, big time wall spotter. And banging around some of them edges there. This was a long time ago, but it's not like bringing dead herring, you know. I've often, you know, I've seen what, you know, I mean, you can rake a piece of bottom, or you have a stretch, there ain't no question about it.
But I wasn't going to drag it, but a piece of bottom is good for it.
I don't think it's
going to be a good thing for that. I'll tell you, it's good for the ghost here, which is going to be a lot, because it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you drag it, it'll only go down there past the bottom, and you'll never get set adrift elsewhere. Note on the ringside, I drove to Dam Scott River a week ago Saturday, and right down the lines with some of the drags, all kinds of sub-reels.
Yeah.
So that
brings your ringside is making a difference.
I do. Absolutely.
The ringside.
2 months.
Nobody wants to know.
No, what you need to do is show up and do what you do.
I have to take this to the meeting tomorrow. That's why I'm here, to see how you guys feel. I have to see what it does to you.
I just know, I've been to a couple of law advisory meetings, I've been to the meeting they had, the Mayor General of Auckland, they told them, well, you know, we've got a good problem, we're not overfishing. They got an agenda, which they want to follow, and it doesn't matter what system is on. If they can get a plan, it's typical government friggin', they got to follow them.
Area management, each area is going to have an entirely different problem.